Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You got a whole bunch of people or a bunch of white coaches that if they were doing what he did, they wouldn't be saying anything. Sean Payton missed the playoffs 3 straight years before the Saints made the playoffs last year. I didn't hear anybody talking about him needing to be gone. How many times I bring up Jason Garrett? But we allude to the relationship between him and his stepdaddy and Jerry Jones. It's no problem. You win 65% of your games. You have never had a losing record in your career as a head coach, and we're talking about you being gone? That is ridiculous.
Pittsburgh.
And it highlights and illuminates a double standard that I do not appreciate.
Big announcement from the Fan Store, 25% off sale for a limited time. You can finish your holiday shopping and save money. It's a win-win for everyone. Visit 937thefan.com/store right now to grab your exclusive merchandise now before the sale ends. That was Stephen A. Smith this morning when he was asked about on ESPN about this whole thing with Tomlin. His 3-game losing streak, the tension here in Pittsburgh with a lot of anger towards the way Tomlin's done his job. 123-65 is the overall record for Tomlin. And Stephen A. said back, well, this is obviously a racial thing. You don't hear prominent white coaches dealing with this kind of criticism. Well, a prominent white coach with a very similar resume to Tomlin just got fired. So I don't know. In the past, I'm not naive enough to say that race never factors into these things, but I don't know about in this situation. He said Sean Payton never came close to getting fired. Well, that's because in one sense, Sean Payton does his job every year.
But he's still, I know, because he calls the plays and the offense is always good there, and he's an offensive guy, but he's still the head coach.
And as far as Jason Garrett goes, everybody bitches about him. It is total nepotism. He's basically an adopted son of Jerry Jones, and there are complaints about him getting fired. You just know that it's not going to happen because of who runs the team.
So here's what I'll say about what Stephen A. said. I think in both now and in the past, there's an obvious racial angle to a lot of the vitriol hurled Tomlin's way.
Yes.
That I think has a lot of the time been incredibly misguided and unfair, as anything with that kind of connotation or basis would be. But this is the first year where if you have been somebody that has sworn up and down, no, race has nothing to do with it, of course. I am frustrated with the guy where I think everything you are seeing is fully backing that up. It's been a sideshow from moment one, some of which is out of his control, but a lot of it isn't out of his control. And after winning 6 in a row and seemingly righting the ship against what wasn't a soft portion of their schedule but shouldn't have been a crazy difficult portion, they've gone 0-3. They went 0 for a division, the AFC West. And the critiques of Mike Tomlin ring a lot truer than they did in the past when I felt like they were bad faith and from a place like that.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive. Mike Tomlin, are you ready to turn in your Tomlin fan card, your fan club card? You ready to tear it up, throw it in the garbage, put it in the paper shredder, get rid of it? And if you did that, if you've already done that, when did you do it? When did you give up on this guy as Steelers coach? 412-928-9370.
My only question to you before we go to the phones would be this. What would he have to do this season to restore some of your faith in him? Win out, I would imagine, the regular season. Win out, 10-5-1, and then get where?
Compete for a Super Bowl.
Get to
close.
A conference title game?
Probably.
So he needs 5 wins in a row for you.
Yeah.
I don't really think that's unfair.
Here is Justin on Mike Tomlin. Hi, Justin.
How you doing?
Hey.
All right, so I'm not ready to turn that card in yet. I'm ready to cash in the Keith Butler card, but other than that, I think he'll figure it out. He's a smart guy. But I'm going to leave you guys with this.
Is he a great coach?
Pardon?
Is he a great coach?
I think that's yet to be seen.
He's been around for 11 years. I mean, That's a long time. That's a pretty big sample size to determine whether or not a coach. There are Hall of Fame coaches that coached for that.
Done a great job or even a good job this year? Give him a letter grade real quick for this year, because I would give him like a C minus.
You took the words right out of my mouth. C minus. So listen, I'll leave you guys with this. I'm going to shake this can of soda up and throw it out on the table and watch somebody open it. If they do get rid of him, the Rooneys need to be making a call to the Cowher residents and see if they can talk that guy out of retirement.
All right, thanks, Justin. Thank you.
Thanks, but no. I think Bill Cowher would go like 5-11 here. Bill,
it's been too long.
Man, the deification of Bill Cowher, I get it if you had fond memories of him because he was from here. He embodied a lot of what people feel like embodies most Pittsburghers.
Mm-hmm.
The dude got coached circles around by Bill Belichick in a couple of big games. Like, let's stop acting like Bill Cowher was some sort of master tactician. He was an emotional, spittle-spewing, like, maniac who would stuff Xerox, you know, pictures of plays into a ref's pocket, and he would almost step on the field and try to tackle guys.
I've honestly come to the conclusion that of all the things that have been discussed today, the notion that Cowher is a better coach than Tomlin seems to annoy you the most.
Yeah, because I think it's false. Because I remember how much people ripped into Bill Cowher. And if let me put it this way, if Cowher was a monumentally great tactician who somehow just was hamstrung by bad rosters at times or horrible luck, that would be one thing. You've said that having great special teams is a mark of a really good coach, right?
Yeah.
Overall. They lost the 2001 AFC title game. Cordell Stewart would have beaten Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe and Bill Belichick had their special teams not been a dumpster fire in every sense of the word. They went in 15-1 having saved themselves against the Jets in Roethlisberger's rookie year and got humiliated by a team that was more than ready for them.
All right, so the first guy we talked to says he's still loyal to Tomlin. Let's talk to Ed. He's next. Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I checked out on him several years back. I think...
What was the breaking point?
Well, the breaking point was when all the stuff started happening with the suspension of the players, losing control of the locker room. It's not about the wins and losses for me. He's given a good team. And if I remember, he was a defensive coordinator. And our defense has been awful. I mean, average at best.
Yeah, that's the better complaint. I like the second part of your call makes a lot more sense than the suspension part.
I wish he had inserted himself into the proceedings with their defense much earlier. You know who's one of the more, especially late in his career, one of the most overrated coaches in this city? Dick LeBeau, who routinely got torched by Belichick and Brady and never faced an ounce of criticism because his guys loved him and would get off the plane wearing his pro playing days jersey. Mike Tomlin should have watched how bad Dick LeBeau's defenses looked and said, you know what, I think I need to help out a little bit more on this side.
Dick LeBeau is, I think, they're guilty of doing something with Dick LeBeau that they always talk about never doing with players, and that's keeping a guy around for a year or two too long.
The fact that a Dick LeBeau defense got beat by Tim Tebow in the playoffs should never, ever be far from anyone's mind.
I take a Dick LeBeau defense over a Mike Tomlin defense.
We don't know because we've never seen a Mike Tomlin defense for sure.
Well, he's got to put his name on this, though.
I would love for him to.
Here is Matt. Hi, Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So
man?
First of all, I think, Tony, you need to take the money, man. If it's an integrity thing, donate the cash to the children's hospital or something. And then write it off on your taxes.
Yeah, that might be part of this.
Look at that little parenthetical
there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes here. Apparently everybody wants me to pick the Patriots. So what
hey,
else
why
you got?
Not? It's always better to be the underdog.
What else you got here?
I think Tomlin, his days need to be numbered. I don't think he's done a terrible job in Pittsburgh. I mean, he's been one of those, like what we always say about quarterbacks, you know, he may not ever win the game for you, but he doesn't necessarily lose it. However, that's becoming an arguable thing lately with, you know, not calling timeouts at the right time and being a head coach when we need him.
So when did you kind of start to go the other way on him, Matt?
I would say, you know, knowing that he's a defensive-minded coach, the fact that the last couple years, their defensive backs, which I think was the root of where his coaching began, have been terrible.
That's a good point. I'll co-sign that.
Well, the other thing that's damning, too, about that is not only is he supposed to be the guy coaching them up, he's also the guy drafting them.
Yeah.
Helping draft them. He and Kevin Colbert draft together. They both have clear and significant input. I still think the GM bears more responsibility for draft failings, but Tomlin is prominently involved there, and one imagines gives an emphatic like yes when Colbert brings a guy to his, you know, to his desk there in the or when they're prepping. Then he hires Tom Bradley, who's a terrible pro coach. Can we just I've beat that drum a lot, and I know it sounds like personal like grievance. It's not. I don't even know the guy,
well,
but
no one's really excelled.
Yeah,
in his
no one has become markedly better. Sean Davis literally took a win off the board by knocking one of his own guys half out and knocking an interception out of his hands. Fire Bradley, take more of an active role. Like if he wants to do a thing where he doesn't call the plays, but he is what amounts to the secondary coach and the head coach,
mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that. Why would anybody not be? Because then it would be him taking stewardship of the area on the field that is supposed to be his area of expertise. And taking full ownership of it. If Mike Tomlin at the end of this year, however it ends, even in a Super Bowl, says, you know what, Tom stunk. I'm the secondary coach and I'm the head coach now. Then we would at least know these guys are under his purview and have to go and march to his orders. And that would make me happier.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Mike Tomlin, he's been called the cheerleader guy before. He's probably been called even worse. Mike Tomlin right now. You're still in the fan club. If not, you can call in and turn in your fan card with us. If you already gave up on him, if you already turned your card in, tell us when you did it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.